It's so important for leaders at the top of organizations to keep learning, stay sharp, grow their networks. To help our audience better do this in a more simplified, personalized, and meaningful way, Becker's Healthcare has launched MyBHC. It's your trusted Becker's Healthcare experience and more, with content, connections, events, and learning opportunities. Join the community free of charge at www.my.beckershospitalreview.com, and we'll see you there.
This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader from the Sharp Healthcare System. We're talking to John McManus. John is the Chief Data and Software Development Officer. He's going to talk to us today about some of the things that Sharp Healthcare is doing. For those who aren't familiar, Sharp Healthcare is a brilliant system based in Southern California. He's going to talk to us about some of their developments, where they're focused, some of the things they're most excited about, and a lot more. John, can you take a moment and tell us a little bit about first your career and then a little bit about the Sharp Healthcare System?
Sure, Scott. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm excited to have this conversation with you. So first, I'm John McManus. I grew up in the Northeast of New York. I went to school at Boston University, got into software development pretty early, got connected with Epic, Cache programming development, application development, MyChart development early. And then I moved into health systems. So I worked at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Manhattan. I was down in Texas with Parkland and UT Southwestern for close to 10 years before finally making my way to Southern California. And along that journey, I had an opportunity to really learn how health systems work, the technology that powers them, and the meaningful things that technology can bring to the future of healthcare. Coming to Southern California, I have a wonderful opportunity to work for Sharp Healthcare. It's a large integrated delivery system, not-for-profit system, about $7 billion in total assets, $4.5 billion in annual revenue, close to 20,000 employees, 3,000 affiliated physicians. And what's most exciting about Sharp is really the fact that it occupies a Goldilocks zone for not-for-profit health systems. It's large enough to have the most amount of assets, but small enough to still have a lean executive team and oversight structure. So you can do, in my experience, the most meaningful things in a system like this. So it's thrilling to be here.
Thank you. And tell us a couple of things that you're most excited about as you watch the Sharp system evolve. What are some of the things you're most excited about?
You know, just a few, maybe three or four. You know, the first is we just opened our brand new Sharp Prevost Innovation and Education Center. This is a $90 million expansion to our corporate headquarters. And what's most exciting about it, outside of a large, you know, 360-person auditorium, new facilities, meeting spaces, community engagement and physician engagement spaces for learning, we have a full docket of clinical simulation labs. Mock ICUs, ORs, medical wards, outpatient facilities. We have a technology immersion lab and a hardware innovation room for the hospital of the future. It's facilities you don't usually see outside of an academic setting that are really going to allow us to push the envelope for new care delivery models, how we infuse technology into those spaces. I mean, usually you have to ask for time to have an OR room empty. To work in it or develop something new, we have a chance to practice and refine those models as we move forward. So having some amazing new facilities, I think, would be one thing. Another is a lot of wonderful work that we've done on data and AI literacy. So we've had an opportunity to really develop a comprehensive data literacy education program, and we've had some success in rolling that out across our system. And my executive team has been supportive in really including that as an element for our success in the future. So like many companies have foundational pillars or mission statements, one of ours moving forward is we aspire to be the most data literate health system in the universe. And I think that really says a lot about Sharp's prospects for the future. And then finally, I would just say we have made tremendous investments in becoming really the most consumer friendly health system. Digitizing what we really refine as our secret sauce, the Sharp experience, has been of utmost importance to us. And we've been given the resources, the talent, and the technologies. And as a software development leader, I am right in the middle of this to be able to create and deliver those more meaningful experiences to our patients and consumers.
Thank you. When you mentioned sort of this mid-size system, which in the old days, that was a big system, but $4.5 billion or so today, that's not as big a system. But talk about how good that is to have some agility at that size versus sort of these mega systems that seem to have so many challenges making it all go. Talk about why you love that size system.
You know, Scott, it kind of brings me into a common sales pitch I have when we talk about partnership and why is Sharp so appealing. You know, we're a system that's large enough and we're blessed to have such a diverse community in San Diego that we have a wonderfully sized and demographically diverse patient population with a variety of needs. It allows us to focus and specialize and have success in programs like health equity. But when it comes to technology or partnering or making decisions to move quickly, you know, we're not large enough that we've crossed state boundaries. We don't have regions and duplicative roles that we have to navigate and build consensus around. We have a relatively lean executive leadership team that's highly engaged, and it creates an amazing opportunity to say, hey, let's do something. Let's try and do it quickly. Are we all on board? And how do we create the most value for our patients and our staff in that process? And that success has come again and again. And I'll just give you two quick examples. Since 2020, we have implemented a brand new enterprise cloud ERP. We have implemented a new quality and patient safety benchmarking product. We have replaced and implemented a brand new cost accounting, budget, and finance system. And we are in the middle and almost to the finish line of implementing a brand new Epic EHR. I don't know many health systems that can tackle and succeed in that amount of change, even in the shadow of COVID, like Sharp Healthcare has been able to do and transform itself in, you know, really the last 3 years alone.
So, and I've also watched Sharp be a complete leader in sort of the intuitive Da Vinci robot world as well, like got way out in front of robotic surgery and digital surgery. It seems to be part of the DNA of Sharp to be sort of out front on innovation. Talk a little bit about sort of big trends in healthcare, more technology, more virtual nursing, more virtual everything. What do you see as that mix between sort of people and technology going forward? Where's that mix going to look like? Any thoughts there?
Yeah, sure, Scott. And, you know, just one quick funny story. I just talked about that new Sharp Prebys Innovation Education Center. One really nice touch in our grand opening is we actually cut the ribbon with a Da Vinci surgical robot. So I think that really just speaks to our commitment to robotic surgery, but also it was a really great way to cut a ribbon for a building, more exciting than most that I've been a part of. You know,
that's so cool.
It was really, really cool. And in fact, they set up the robot so folks who participated in the grand opening were able to, like, you know, pick up grapes and play games with it just to get a feel for what the surgeons go through in their training and centers of excellence. So a few things, you know, as we look forward, like most health systems, keeping a really close eye on generative AI and really the business enablement of that. You know, something we're working hard on here at Sharp is we are getting ready to deploy our own Sharp branded version of ChatGPT. But what I mean by that is actually emulating the engine with Microsoft's cognitive services, being able to run that all behind our firewall. So as individuals engage with that ChatGPT interface, none of the questions, the prompts, the responses are actually exiting our firewall. Being able to provide literacy, wayfinding, and support so we can help engage our staff, our administrators, our technologists, our clinicians in the use of that tool. And then we are also working on the ability to actually write down the data. So the actual questions and responses that individuals get using that engine down into our Snowflake data warehouse. So we can actually send weekly or monthly reports to our Sharp leaders, managers, supervisors, chief medical officers, really summarizing the engagement with AI that their particular staff and the supervisory org are conducting. Our hope is to be able to have better conversations about, is that okay or not okay to do? oh my gosh, I didn't know that that would be a great use case. That helps me a ton. You know, we really wanted to lean into embracing that augmentation and acceleration safely and ethically. And of course, that would be PHI and HIPAA compliance. So we're excited about that. We're also spending a lot of effort looking at the decentralized autonomous organization. And so what we mean by that is, how can we lead in the principle of a virtual organization to combat the brain drain from fixed jobs to decentralized talent? How do we find ways to have virtual aspects of our care? You mentioned virtual nursing, virtual telehealth, centralized ICU monitoring, but also excel and succeed at virtual services that are more administrative or support oriented. Why invest in brick and mortar where it's not necessary? And how can we really develop a better engagement of those services for our clinical setting and really maximize putting our money into the clinical facilities our community needs?
John, it's amazing what you're doing. We'd love to keep on talking to you about the Sharp story and what you're doing in innovation. It's so unique and so incredible. We'd love to have you back on. I want to thank you so much for joining us today at the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Just remarkable what Sharp is doing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott. It was great to be here and speak with you. I look forward to next time.